Well, Nance, I have declared it to be my ambition to be the last human on planet Earth who is not a member of Facebook, MySpace, and especially Twitter. Have you ever noticed what the first four letters of Twitter are? But you're doing that. How come?
I was dragged to it. Seriously. I mean, you're talking to a woman who has two Rolodexes, or is that Rolodices? I have those things like one at home and one on my desk at work. And I can't stand any of the new technologies. I am not the social networking type. Frankly, I think I have enough of a social network. But the more I talk to people about it, the more I realize that I get to use it professionally. I don't use it personally. But then the professional becomes the personal, particularly in my life. And what's amazing to me about being in the Twitter sphere is that I get to, did you love those words? Is that I get to follow all these people who write about food, who talk about food, who cook food. And the people who follow me are people who are interested in food. So really, pretty much, I'd say 95% about what I'm doing there on Twitter is talking about food, thinking about food, and I'm able to turn people on to things other people have written via those 140 characters.
Okay, so what is it? You're Twittering now because you're taking like a little break from your regular blog, All You Can Eat, because you're getting some kind of special Roundup kind of thing ready, right?
I'm off on assignment, as I like to say. People saying, where are you going?
Not so
Afghanistan.
Romantic.
Yes, it does. And actually, I'm just working on a special project for the Times, which I do annually. And instead of being on the blog every day, I'm taking a break from that. But people can go to the blog and see the last few Twitter posts that I've done. So they can see where I'm eating or what I'm doing. And I'm also answering people's questions, which is one of the things I do. Someone said to me, I have $100 to spend. Where should I go? So, and I can answer those kind of questions pretty quick. I'm busy doing other things, but of course, I'm doing a lot of this on my own free time, and it becomes very addictive, which is the problem. But on the other hand, for me, it's like having, say, a clipping service. I'm not following a million people, just sometimes 160 or something like that right now. Sounds like a lot, and it is. But these are people whose opinions I trust, people who are reading the kind of things I like to read about food, people who are dining out at restaurants that I'm interested in knowing about. They're chefs talking about what they're doing. And it's like this whole community of everything I've ever done professionally all these years, but it's a wider grasp. And one of the more interesting things about it is that it's not just for professionals. There's a handful of people I follow who are actually readers of mine who seem so in touch with what's going on, or they're so interesting that they're my kind of folks. I mean, I haven't laid eyes on them. But here's the funniest thing. I'm standing in line at Molly Moon in Wallingford not too long ago, a very long line waiting for ice cream. The folks behind me, all of a sudden, the woman says, are you Nancy Leeson? And I said, how did you know it was me? And she said, Twitter. She recognizes my face from my Twitter shot.
Oh, you have a little face? Your little face is there on the
My little face. My not-so-little face is there, yeah.
Your little tweety face.
And that's happened to me, too. I recognize people because I follow them on Twitter. It's unreal.
It's really wild. I never thought the future would be this. It's a poor substitute for a flying car, but I guess it's what we've got. And even though Nancy Leeson's blog, All You Can Eat, is temporarily on hiatus because of this special assignment she's working on, it's still linked to kplu.org. And a little bird told me...
Tweet, 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 tweet.
Oh, boy. That if you go there, you can see some of her latest Twitter posts. I'm Dick Stein.